we have this built-in motivation and desires, and I don't think happiness is necessarily built into the human condition. Like, were we meant to be happy 24/7? I don't think our ancestors who were happy 24/7s were necessarily the ones that stayed in the gene pool. It was probably more the ones that were high motivation and wanted to get more resources and run away from the predators and stuff. So, but that doesn't mean we can't consciously choose to be happy people, right? So we do have agency over it.
I think it's that balance too. That's the word I always end up coming back to when we have when I have really interesting philosophical questions or really tough evolutionarily backed concepts and all of those sorts of things. It's just like, well, there's a balance, you know? And I think trying to find that balance is a really difficult human pursuit that I'm not sure anybody will perfectly achieve. I try to find balance in a lot of different ways, right? You could do that with exercise. You could do that with your diet. You can do that with work, relationships, whatever it may be. That balance is really important, but really, really hard. And maybe that's a seasonal thing too. I don't know how good humans are at this balance, but maybe we could try consciously, like you said. But it's hard. It's really hard. Really, really hard.
How would you personally, not maybe scientifically, define happiness and balance for you?
Yeah, for me, happiness. Wow. Also, I don't get to have these conversations with many people, so I'm just having a blast. Yeah. We didn't talk. Hopefully,
that's
we talked enough about
podcast.
Seriously, this is my sign to start a podcast. We didn't talk that much about PhD and PhD paths. I'm just having too much fun talking about other things. So hopefully this is helpful for anybody listening. But for me, happiness is very tightly wound with freedom. And freedom for me is being able to decide what I do that day, you know? And there will be needs that come up, obviously. You need to go grocery shopping. You need to have a meeting. You need to go to the dentist, whatever it might be. But to be able to wake up with no alarm and decide to go for a run, go for a walk, to decide when I check my email, to decide when I go visit family at the drop of a hat, right? And that freedom can come with financial needs, right? To be able to afford those groceries is a luxury for many people, right? To be able to wake up and not have to worry about when you work is also a luxury. I understand that, but it's one that I am sacrificing a lot for now to hopefully have eventually. So happiness for me is very much tied with freedom, but happiness itself comes with a lot of forms of health, right? So physical health, you know, being in a body that feels strong, I think is important. Relational health. So feeling healthy with my parents and, you know, loved ones and all those sorts of things, friends. And then, you know, also mentally healthy and feeling mentally, intellectually stimulated and finding some sort of spiritual health as well. Like, I think that there's a lot of health that goes into happiness. And then for me, there's also a lot of freedom that goes into happiness. So, and all of it needs to have nature. Absolutely. There needs to be some trees, a lot of birds. Saw an owl the other day and just almost shed a tear. It was stunning. I wish I had my binoculars, but I did not. So anyway, nature, freedom, health probably is a lot of what my happiness is. But what is yours? What is your definition?
My definition of happiness, I might need to update this, but off the top of my head, I just define happiness as the absence of negative emotion, which is quite nice because when I'm not feeling anxious or, you know, burnout or something, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm happy. But the control of your time, the freedom, is something I've really trying to manifest and focus on. And I think it's probably that entrepreneurial, you know, mindset of just being able to, you know, just visit your parents, you know, buy the plane ticket back to Florida or back to Kent for me, and just be able to do that. And yeah, not have the alarm and just being did you say the needs? Like, there's always going to be the needs, even though you are free. Yeah. So like, there's always going to be then needs and then demands, but being able to be in complete or as much control of your time and be your own boss and do your own work and actually help others as a consequence of that is my definition, or as part of my definition of happiness, because when I'm doing stuff like that, I tend to have an absence of negative emotions most of the time. So yeah, the light's on off again.
The light's off again. I'm very sorry because you're saying something that's super important and that I want to hear. But sometimes the lights in the conference room go off. So hopefully they will turn back on.
It's fine. I can still see you. You're not in fully in the dark.
Okay. So. All right. That's fine. This is just, they'll hopefully come back on. But I was just going to respond to you by saying, like, I think the definition of happiness might change.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we go about our days and go about our life and all that sort of stuff. I think that's okay. But also maybe keeping somewhat of a constant happiness definition might be important for, you know, making sure we're thinking about that as much as we can in the changing seasons of our life too. Mm-hmm. So,
and what is balance for you?
Oh gosh. Balance is having the lights on. Hold on. Let me, because you can edit a podcast, right?
Yes, I can edit.
Okay. This is just driving me crazy. Let me find a way to turn these on. There we go. Okay. It seems like your camera might reset itself every 30 minutes. I wonder if the lights do too.
So. Maybe, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, it's fine.
So I think balance, for me, a lot of balance is, I can't think of another word. There's probably a more like correct or accurate word to use than the word addiction. But for me, balance sort of is around this idea of like, there's nothing that's pulling me too hard in one direction. So maybe I think about diet when I think about balance, and it's sort of like I don't need the cookie at the end of the meal, right? I might want it. It's really fun. I want to have it with my family and friends, my loved ones, and enjoy it. But if I need it, then it's like let's assess that for a second, right? Let's think about it. If I need a relationship, if I need an accomplishment, if I need an accolade to feel good about myself, then for me, it seems like there's something out of balance there, right? And so needs are good. Needs are important. I think needs can provide really interesting insight into you and what you value. But if you need something too much, then it feels like maybe, like if you can't do well without it, it feels like I'm a little bit out of balance. So I think about that in our conversation around work and rest. If I need the work so much I can't rest, then I think I'm a little bit out of balance there. So that's my current thoughts around balance. But I'm going to throw it right back at you because I want to know what you think about balance.
Yeah. So I'm going to invert it based on what you've said. And I think balance is not having your self-worth attached to one singular thing.
Cool.
Do you agree? Does that sound pretty... Yeah. So having
I think ours can be sort of complementary too.
Yes, definitely. And having it, your energy and, you know, your self-worth, I guess, you know, attached to different things like your family and also fitness and also your work and also social life and also gaining new knowledge like reading. And the way I've been able to maybe, actualize it would be to have these kind of free non-negotiables I do every day or around free, where it's you know, fitness, so I'll go to the gym, and then work, usually something to do with the podcast, and then reading for the new knowledge, and then I'll also, you know, text family and socialize at the gym or in the sauna as well. So that's kind of my feelings on balance, not really definition, but I think it's good to have actionable phrases and almost protocols for things like balance and happiness. Do you have any
Do you ever miss any of your three?
Do I miss any of my three? None of my three. But, you know, there'll be some days where I haven't texted a family member or I've only read for 5 minutes or stuff like that. But the gym, of them rest day, I always do that for at least an hour. That's the start of the day. And then the podcast doesn't have to be recording a show. It could literally just be doing a title or emailing someone to come onto the show. So it's like a broad thing. If it was too narrow, then I would probably miss it. If it was to record a podcast every single day, then I'd miss it every other day. Then I wouldn't get the dopamine from doing it. But so for me, what's the part of your life that you're most likely to slip up on a daily basis in your current season as a PhD candidate? For me, it's socializing. So what is it for you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, socializing. I mean, I think there's quite a few, actually, probably, that I've just sort of deemed as the sacrifices. You know, I think a lot of people can say, like, I don't have enough time for something. But in reality, it's just, I think it's a matter of priorities. So I think everybody has time for anything that you want to do. But if you don't prioritize it, you're going to have no time for it. For me, something that hurts my heart probably on a daily basis is I don't read as much as I would like to read. I started something in my phone that would alert me every day. I'm big into like gamification and streaks and all that sort of stuff. I really like, you know, checking off every single day I read. And I was doing it really well for a while. And then just, you know, life stuff gets in the way, and then you can just, it's easier, I think, sometimes it can be hard to stop a streak. You know, you feel that pressure of like, no, I just got to keep going. But once it's stopped,
yes,
it's very hard. I think it's very hard to keep going. So for me, a huge part of the freedom, huge part of my happiness is really feeling like I'm at a place where I can read guilt-free for fun. And I know that I could probably start that now because it's just 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's still an uphill battle. And I think that's okay. But I'm aware of it. And it's something I really, really want to work on in my next chapter of life. So the last year of my life was a really big like hustle year. It was a lot of like, you know, building PhD pass, working on my PhD to get to the thesis committee meeting that I told you about.
Yeah.
All of these really big things that I was just hustling and hustling and hustling for. A lot of sacrifices, and my health fell by the wayside, I think. And so now I'm trying to make it sort of a year of health, you know, as to be juxtaposed to the hustle. And part of that health is, you know, fitness, yummy, good foods that are full and healthy, and then, you know, reading, interesting. So a lot of things we're talking about are things I'm trying to actively work on this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned a few minutes ago that we weren't talking a lot about the PhD, but this is it. This is the life. This is the habits. This is the struggles that, you know, a lot of people that are on the same path as you and maybe on a similar path to me or have a similar personality struggle with. So I think it's good to talk about it. And with the reading thing, like you said, 10 minutes a day, but if you don't block it in like you have done with your content on Saturdays, for example, it's so easy to slip by, right? So what time of day do you think would be best for you to read, even if it's just 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, I thought it was at nighttime. So I thought that, you know, 10 minutes at night right before bed would be a good time. So I'm not sure if that's true. I might need to readjust that.
I do it that time. Yeah. It's good.
At nighttime.
Yeah.
So that might work. I think nighttime when it's sort of all the tasks, because, you know, at the beginning of the day, I'm like, okay, these are all the things I want to accomplish. I just want to get going. I don't want to sort of sit and read. But what I have been doing, which it's not the same as reading, but for me, it's still resting. And so I've been watching that sports documentary. Mm. And so for me, taking time to watch that sports documentary just a little bit is in the same vein as reading.
Yeah,
it's sort
yeah.
of this investment into rest, investment into anything beyond work. And so even if I'm really not feeling the reading, because I might have like a very reading heavy or like intellectually heavy day or job, sometimes the documentary is a good substitute. So I can be proud of myself for that.
Definitely.
And so got to find our little wins. That's big, actually. That's something, because you had just said, this is sort of like the PhD journey. So a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, it's just kind of the life journey.